at that means people are being murdered. They're being slain. They're being terrorized right now as we speak in the field on a smoky October night at Pinhead's graveyard. I feel so sorry for the people out there tonight. Otis is the madman behind it all. Otis, are you with us, sir?
Yes, I'm here, Josh. I'm getting ready to kill this last little girl. We just had a group go through, and I got me about three of them, so it's been a good night.
You're so evil, Otis. I can hear the enjoyment. You're relishing this experience, aren't you?
We love killing people. We really do. It makes all the summer months where you're hot and you don't want to do anything, and then you come down here in the fall and it's cold, and these people come down here and they're wanting to be scared, but they really don't know they're going to die, and it's just a perfect October.
Well, you know, I have told folks, in fact, last week on the show, I said, I've never been to Pinhead's because it's the one place that's even too scary for me. But I will tell you this, Otis, if I ever go to Pinhead's graveyard, I'm not going to tell you I'm coming.
No,
because I know that
you'll be fair.
No, you'll go overboard for me, won't you?
Yes, I will.
Yeah, and you see, I don't want that. I'm going to put on like a mustache or something, and if just slip right in there. Forrest, you've been to Pinhead's graveyard.
You sent me to Pinhead's graveyard. Scared the hell out of me.
So, and this year, Pinhead's graveyard is in a new location that's bigger and scarier than ever. Isn't that right, Otis?
Yes, we're no longer behind the Waffle House. We got home out here in between Candler and Canton. And we've actually been out here. This is our third year out here. But it is as if we've got a new location with everything we've done to the trail. It really is a different experience this year from years past.
And now, when people go there and they see Freddy Krueger and Jason and the Texas Chainsaw Massacre and all these people, they just run screaming, don't they? Listen to this in the background. I mean,
I think Victor Crowley just got him on. Sorry, I'm back.
How quickly do people make it through, typically, a Pinhead's graveyard?
Average time is 20-25 minutes. We have a lot of people that run through, and then we have a lot of people who are kind of messed up like us and take their time and enjoy it. So
see, to me, it seems to me that 20-30 minutes of that would seem like hours. It would just never end. It would just go on and on. How did Pinhead's graveyard begin? Because this was your brainchild, wasn't it?
Yes, Joshua, it was. Back whenever I was a little serial killer, I was working around the area at other haunted houses, and for some reason just came up with the idea one day of hey, why don't we do one? And actually, the first year of Pinhead's Graveyard, we did it indoors. We were at the old Cowboys Nightlife out in O-Team, and it was fun. But we decided the next year that we should do something different and take it outside. So we actually found the little infamous stretch of Azalea Road over in East Asheville, and we kind of set up shop there, and we were there for about 7 years and kind of built our fan base, per se. You know, this was before we had all the Facebook and the internet and everything like that. You know, a lot of that was kind of coming into play. This is our 17th year doing it. So we would go hand out flyers and try to get the word out. And it's so funny because kind of like in life, you know, we're always the older things were always the best, you know, as you remember them as you get older. And we'll still run into people, even though the trail we have now is 20-25 minutes, and our very first trail maybe took 10 or 15, and we only had the major movie characters and barely anything out there. We still run into people that remembers that being the best Pinhead's graveyard ever. So it's kind of like a little, you know, a little, I wouldn't say myth, but something that people always remember back on, like, oh, yeah, I remember whenever they were on Azalea Road. So that's always neat hearing those stories.
And it seems so much scarier that you guys are just out there in this big open space with woods around you, and anything could be creeping out of those woods. Yeah. I mean, at least when there's a haunted house, you can control access. But I know that you have an idea, a general idea of what's supposed to take place in those woods, but there may be things in those woods that even you don't know about.
Yes, yes. And we are actually on the base of a mountain. I believe there's probably 400 or 500 acres above us, and we are just on the very base of it. So between me and the top of this mountain, it's a 30-minute ride up to the top, and there's no telling what is up above us, Joshua. It is very creepy. So,
and as if it weren't scary enough, you once again have invited the real Leatherface to come back this year, haven't you?
Yes. Hey, cut her out, Michael! Sorry about that. We have. We are bringing back R.A. Mihailov, who played Leatherface in Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3. And last year was our first year bringing in a horror icon, a celebrity at the graveyard. And what happened was he came in, Halloween fell on a Wednesday, and it got really bitter cold, and we had bad weather and rain, and he came out, and we had a good turnout, but it was just that middle of the week, Wednesday, you know, no one wanted to get out or anything like that. So I talked to R.A., and I told him, asked him if he would come back, and he said that he gave us first pick of the litter on what weekend we wanted him to come. So I picked the weekend before Halloween. It's the Thursday through Sunday, October 24th through the 27th. And he's coming back down here, and the response that we are getting is just tremendous. So.
Yeah, well, you know, last year, of course, he was on the program, and he seems like a really nice guy, but he's got to be intimidating to stand next to, huh?
Oh, yeah, he is. He's all of about 6'4" and probably weighs 300 pounds. And, he's a very intimidating guy. Almost, like one of the biker guys that you would see that you wouldn't want to go mess with.
Now, I know last year he seemed a bit hesitant when I asked him if he were going to don the Texas Chainsaw Massacre mask. Did he ever do that?
No, he didn't. And I found out a little bit more behind that, because we would love for him to put on a costume. We got him to walk through the graveyard one night. But what it is, it's licensing issues in Hollywood and union stuff, and he cannot portray any character outside of, you know, for film or video or anything like that, so he didn't want to get in trouble. So that's kind of once I got to know him, he explained a little bit more to me, so that's kind of why he shies away from that stuff. I know he would love to do it, but just, you know, technically he can't really, he really can't.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that makes sense. I know how that kind of stuff works.
Yeah.
So now, how many characters do you have there at Pinhead's Graveyard?
We have actually, this year, grown exponentially from years prior. Normally every few years, you know, we would add one character here, one character there. This year we've got the Cenobite. We got Pinhead. It's his graveyard. We got to keep him happy. But we've got the Cenobites, Butterball and Chatterer, and then of course everyone's favorite Michael Myers. And then I am here as always. I love trying to get a new bunny rabbit as a victim. I killed mine. I actually got her skeleton hanging up on my tree, and she's rotting. So I'm getting new ones every night, but they just rot too fast, Joshua. If you can figure out a solution for that, I would love to figure it out. But, and another person that knew came down to the graveyard this year is Victor Crowley. And a lot of people do not know that name, but Kane Hodder portrayed Victor Crowley in Adam Green's trilogy, Hatchet movie. And it was kind of an homage to the old slasher flicks, to where Victor Crowley is just this monster, this horror slasher, and he would kill anybody the way he could, and there was just gallons of blood flying everywhere. So Victor Crowley is down here with us this year, and we are very excited about that. So
You know, I would be really honored if I were Clive Barker to know what you have created there. Have you ever heard from Clive Barker?
No, I haven't. So I haven't. You know, part of me wonders, you know, if he would like it or not. I'm sure he would, but I have not talked to Clive. I was talking to Gunnar Hansen, the original Leatherface, and telling him what we were doing. I was with RA at a horror convention, and we were in Charlotte, and Gunnar was there, you know, and Gunnar was like, hey, if you ever want to get Doug Bradley out there who played Pinhead, you know, just shoot me an email, and I can get him out there. I'm really good friends with him. So I've kind of toyed with that idea of possibly bringing him down one year. So.
Wow. So now, we've only got a few minutes here till our break, so let me first off just ask you once again, how can people find Pinhead's Graveyard, and what would you like to tell people who are foolish enough to put themselves in this vulnerable position?
Oh, we love having victims. You guys come out, the more the merrier, the more blood we can have the better. Pinheadsgraveyard.com. Also, for up-to-the-minute stuff is Facebook. .com/Pinhead's Graveyard. That's got directions, calendar. We're open every night from now through Saturday, November 2nd, about 8 to 10 p.m., Sunday through Thursday, and on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, 8 p.m. to midnight. So the website's out there. We're right in between Canton and Candler. It's Interstate 40 to exit 37. There's a truck stop there. And you can join up with Highway 1923 there, and actually the address for the GPS is 2099 Asheville Highway, Canton, North Carolina, 28716. But it's real easy. If you're on Smoky Park Highway, even if you're on Patton Avenue and you start downtown, Patton Avenue, and you drive it west, you're going to run into Smoky Park, and then it's going to turn into Asheville Highway, and you're going to see us on your left. We've got a big sign out there with lights, and it says Pinhead's Graveyard. So it's pretty easy to find. It's not off the beaten path, even though you feel like you are. So.
Yeah, and that's pinheadsgraveyard.com. We'll also have it linked up at speakingofstrange.com. You know, I feel like that after 17 years, Pinhead's Graveyard is a treasure of this area. It's a regional treasure. I mean, the media gives you guys glowing reviews, because they love being scared half to death. So all I can say is keep up the good work, Otis. Excellent job. And maybe this will be the year I finally get the guts to slip out there in disguise one night and wet myself.
No, normally whenever we know someone's in the group, word spreads really fast. And I'm one of the first people you get to, so I'm going to be looking for you, Joshua.
Oh, great. That's wonderful.
Real quick, I know you got to go to a break. We've got the newspaper came out and shot a wonderful video last Thursday night. It's on the website. If anyone wants to know kind of what Pinhead's Graveyard is, go out to the website. It's actually out on YouTube under Pinhead's Graveyard and check the video out. It really, they really did an amazing job, and I think after everyone watches that video, they're going to want to come out.
Well, you're right, because I watched that video, and it's very creepy. So, all right, Otis, I'll let you get back to your work terrifying and terrorizing the region. Happy Halloween to you, my friend.
Happy Halloween, Joshua, and I look forward to seeing you out there. I'm going to run down here and try to get me a couple more, and I'll even save you one, buddy, so come on out.
Oh, that sounds fun. All right, there you go, folks. Otis from Pinhead's Graveyard. Do you have what it takes? I mean, just go to pinheadsgraveyard.com and watch this video and then make up your mind.